From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Graphic and realistic-looking depictions of physical conflict may involve extreme and/or realistic blood, gore, weapons, and depictions of human injury and death. That is just part of the rating for the latest video game blockbuster, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. In this game, players hunt down Russian ultra-nationalists using machine guns, sniper rifles, grenades, and missiles.
The world has been your battlefield. Everywhere you go, the blood of brothers and sons screams out against you.
Well, these days, there seems to be no shortage of video games with blood and gore or screaming or all three. And that got us wondering. We know how movies are rated and what the ratings mean, but how are video games rated? So we asked Jesse Baker to find out.
Jill Hing promised to buy her 15-year-old son the game Dragon Age for a good report card, but she was stopped by a sales clerk.
The person that was getting it for me behind the counter didn't want to hand it to me, and he said, "You realize that this game is very, very violent." There was a scene in it where the person was an assassin and killing just the general public, and I ended up not buying it for him.
Hing says she has better control over the movies her two boys watch than their video games.
I think it's harder to control what they play because they play for hours at a time, and I don't play them at all, so I don't know how many things they're seeing.
This is exactly why the Entertainment Software Rating Board was created 15 years ago. Patricia Vance is its president.
I think it became apparent to the industry that they needed a rating system to help parents distinguish between those games that were really intended for kids and those that weren't.
Now, big box stores will only sell games that have been rated, and the publishers pay for the privilege. Each game is evaluated by a small group of anonymous raters who aren't allowed to talk to each other during the process. This is one of those raters playing the new Batman game.
It's round two!
First, the raters review a package and DVD put together by the game's publisher, with scenes illustrating the plot and any hidden tricks.
Long night, Jim.
Joker invades City Hall and holds the mayor hostage, leaving it to me to juggle SWAT teams, the media, and you.
Each raider settles on one of six ratings and then compares notes to reach a consensus. It would take raiders months to play out all the possibilities. This way, it enables the board to assign some 1,700 ratings a year. And they don't stop there. Vance says parents want more than just a rating on a box.
They really want to know why it got that age rating. And that's why the content descriptors are so important.
Descriptors like simulated gambling, tobacco reference, blood and gore. The raters take it even a step further. They write summaries with examples of sex, violence, and language found in the games. The detailed descriptions are available online and through a new iPhone application. And according to the Federal Trade Commission, the video game industry does a better job shielding kids from violence than the movie and music businesses. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.